I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, I'm telling you, this week we've got stuff running out our ears. Ew, that sounds nasty. But anyway, we do have stuff. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Yes. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, because that's what we do. We broadcast on the internet. Thusly. Alrighty. I got some things I got to show you. Are you ready? This is so cool. A lot of you may know, or some may not know, that part of what I do is I work with my church to do a video, just like this show, of church services at the church. Well, we're taking a big step up. Check this out. This is the ATEM, get my shiny off of it there, television studio device. In the box. Yes. It's $1,000. Which is actually a little scary that I have it right here in my hand. But anyway, it's just so awesomely cool. And to go with it, another box down here. See if I can pull it up here without making a big mess. This is the Lexicon Alpha device. I know I'm shading my face there, so bear with me. But this device, look at that. See how the light is beginning to adjust? My camera's going, what do you do? What do you do? Anyway, it even has a little page thing that you open here that shows you. Okay, camera, I'm sorry. I won't mess you up anymore. Matter of fact, Let me do a little white paper adjustment thing and let my camera adjust again. There we go. Everybody's going, what in the world are you doing? Well, I hadn't really planned. Well, I guess I had sort of planned to do that, but I didn't really think about the fact it would mess my lighting up. So, sorry about that. Anyway, that device, I didn't even explain what that device was. That device is a very fancy, very capable USB audio card. So, as you may or may not know, again, when you try to feed audio into a computer, the audio is only going to be as good as the computer's audio card or audio interface within the computer, right? Now, the problem is most audio interfaces within computers are, you know? So you want a good, high-quality audio signal, such as I'm getting here, by actually doing a lot of cheating. But one possible way to get better audio is to use an external audio card, and I put card in air quotes, because it's really a device that's outside of the bus of the computer, which will make it sound better, crisper, cleaner than it would if it were an internal card that's getting all the noise and all the noises off of the computer. So you put it outside the computer. Well, USB, Universal Serial Bus, is a good interface into your computer. So if you have an external USB audio card, in air quotes, device, then your clean audio can come into your nice clean USB port and it will sound awesome. Okay? Okay. So, that's what that's for, is to take audio off of our soundboard at the church and run it into the Mac Mini computer that we purchased for that particular thing. Then the software that runs on this Blackmagic Design, that's the company that makes the ATEM television studio device, Blackmagic Design, that device will then take the feeds from the cameras and then run it into this device, which will then run it into the Mac Mini, thusly. That's my word for the week, thusly. Yes. Well, anyway, talk about geeking out. I am truly geeking out. So there you go. So what I'll do, how's this? When I get it all set up and it's all working, I'll take you on a video tour of our TV studio at the church. How would that be? So there you go. All right, this week we got geek news. Zero-day Microsoft Word exploit was announced. Now, you know what a zero-day exploit is, right? You have zero time in order to release a patch or fix it because it's too late. You're doomed. So anyway, basically this is already out in the wild. It's already being exploited. And if you use Microsoft Word, particularly version 2010, if you use Microsoft Word 2010, don't use it. Don't open Word documents. Just stop. Okay? Because what it does, if this is in use and you get hit by it, an attacker can gain complete rights to the current user of the computer and basically do anything that the user can do. And since most users log into their computers with full admin rights, you're pretty much pwned at that point. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, of course, Microsoft is trying to get on this and release a patch. But you know how that goes. It'll be patch Tuesday before, even if they have one, they can release the patch. All right, speaking of Microsoft, this is a very Microsofty version of the Dr. Bill Show today because there's a lot of Microsoft-type announcements. But speaking of Microsoft, they have released Office, Microsoft Office, for iPad. What? I'm saying, what? Microsoft has released Microsoft Office for iPad. This has a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering, why did Microsoft release their Office product for iPad first? I mean, you know, they had been talking about releasing an Office product for tablets, but why for the iPad? The iPad has dropped to about 36% market share in the tablet market. 61.9% is the market share for Android. So there's more Androids then there are Apple iPads. Now, I know that may come as a shock to a lot of folks, but iPad is kind of fading away. Know what I mean? So this begs the question, why release the iPad version of Office first? Now, you know, as I say in my article here, I agree that the numbers indicate it would be smarter for Microsoft to release Office for Androids first, but I'm also of the opinion that Microsoft's not very smart in the first place. Yes. Now, I think really Microsoft's reacting to the fact that when people think of tablets, they think of iPads. You know what I'm saying? So, plus, they get a lot of buzz about this. There's a lot of talk in the media. I mean, we're talking about it right now, right? So, okay, maybe they're not as dumb as I think they are. You know, they're not as dumb as a bag of rocks. They're only as dumb as one rock. See, I'm getting better about my opinion on Microsoft. Like I said last week, I'm trying to get better. A little. Anyway, another Microsoft news. Microsoft open sources MS-DOS. What? How cool is that? Now, when I wrote this article, everybody was all abuzz that Microsoft had released, open sourced the code for MS-DOS. They're like, whoa, how cool is that? But it turns out they really didn't. They released it under the Microsoft Research License, which basically says you can look, but you can't touch. So that's an update to this article that I put at the very bottom of the article. So Microsoft has once again shown their true colors in this. They released it to tantalize you, but you can't use it. How mean is that? You know, there's a lot of talk that Microsoft is opening up more and doing more open sourcing, but then they do something like this and confirm the fact that they are evil. Just saying. Okay. I just realized I haven't said anything to Fred. I'm sorry, Fred. Hello. You know, I appreciate you. I really do. Fred, of course, is my virtual and imaginary friend. Yes. I know you all have imaginary friends out there. You just don't admit it. I am honest enough to admit it. Or something. Anyway, hi Fred. Xbox One has dropped in price. Microsoft, again, what's up with the Microsoft in the news this week? So anyway, Xbox One has been dropped in price from $500 for the gaming package option that comes with the game to $450. So it'll be more competitive with the Sony PlayStation 4. Basically, the Xbox One is not selling like hotcakes. Matter of fact, it's not selling like cakes. It's not even selling like broccoli. And if you try to sell me broccoli, you ain't getting anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Or green beans either. No. So, they dropped the price to $450. Now, you know, Microsoft's market share is getting a little soft. Kind of like margarine that's left out in the room temperature and getting all goopy. There's a picture for you. Now, I still think that if Microsoft would just give us an option in control panel, maybe, or somewhere, or an INI file, I don't care how they do it. If they could just give us an option to turn off the silly Metro screen in Windows 9, for instance, when they release that, then they could gain back their former glory. But right now, they got nothing. So, again, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Whoa! Okay, Fred, perhaps thinking that that I have left him out of the show. I didn't really mean to do that, Fred. Anyway, he has given us a drum roll because it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Actually, before I do the Geek Software of the Week, I know, Fred, hold on. How about I let you do the drum roll again? Okay. So, I forgot an item. I hate it when I do that. Here's a very important one. It's not Microsoft related, so we really got to get it in there. And that is that Facebook bought Oculus, the company behind Oculus Rift, the virtual reality. Is this real life? Couldn't help it, had to throw it in there. Anyway, the virtual reality headset shown here that may be cool, but we don't know yet. I mean, it's cool. It's geekery, so it's cool. But anyway, Facebook bought them. How strange is that? They bought them for $2 billion. Now, they just spent $19 billion on WhatsApp. A name for a company, if ever there was one. But at any rate, they spent all that money on them. Then they turned around and spent $2 billion on Oculus. Dude. That's pretty impressive. Mark Zuckerberg said, "Mobile is the platform of today, and now we're starting to also get ready for the platforms of tomorrow. To me, by far the most exciting feature platform is around vision or modifying what you see to create augmented or immersive experiences. Basically, he's into VR too. So he bought the company. I liked it so much, I bought the company. So there you go. Okay, Fred, are you ready? Go for it! Go! Geek Software of the Week. Slightly delayed, because I forgot one. I forgot an article. But now we have Geek Software of the Week, and that is Nearsoft Sight Shotter. Little bit of a lame name, yes. Sight Shotter. Sounds like you should make it Sight Shooter with two O's, but no, this is correct. On the screen, Sight Shotter. And it is an interesting little utility that allows you to capture the website you're looking at in a nice, clean manner. And then you can display it in your own blog if you're talking about it, or you can, review it and put a picture of it, or you can send it to your friends and say, check out this website, here's a shot of it, that kind of thing. It's a small utility that allows you to save a screenshot of any web page into a file. It automatically creates hidden windows of Internet Explorer, loads the desired web page, and saves the entire content of the web page into an image file, a .png, which is my favorite, as you may well know, because it's open-sourced format, PNG, Portable Network Graphic, or a JPG, or a TIFF, or a BIMP, or a GIF. And by the way, it is GIF, not GIF. Yeah, I know that because the actual creator of the format said so. So there. Anyway. You can also use the Sight Shotter to convert a .html file on your local drive into an image file. That's kind of cool. Or you can use Sight Shotter in user interface mode. Alternatively, you can turn it on in command line mode without displaying any user interface. Anyway. So there you go. That's the Geek Software of the Week for this week. Now, I had to do the earlier Facebook news so that this Facebook news would make sense. Sort of. And this is why, in the article I say, okay, we have another weird Facebook story, as well as its crazy buying spree this week when they bought Oculus Rift Virtual Reality for $2 billion in cash and stock. Facebook has also announced they're hiring John Carmack as a Facebook employee. Now, you may not know who John Carmack is right offhand, unless you are a gamer and you're old. Or a gamer who's young but is interested in gaming history. Because John Carmack wrote Doom. I like to say it that way. Doom. And Quake. And other first-person shooters. But he's most well-known for those two. So he's going to work for Facebook. How embarrassing. Quoting a little bit there from good old Yoda. You remember when Obi-Wan lost a planet? And he told the Padawans, he says, oh, Master Obi-Wan has lost a planet. How embarrassing. I love that scene. Anyway, so John Carmack, if I were John Carmack, I would be a little embarrassed to go to work for Facebook, but hey, Facebook bought Oculus Rift. John Carmack had just, in the latter part of 2013, gone to work for Oculus, and so he decided, I'll follow the hardware. Makes sense. So anyway, he's a champion and supporter of virtual reality games, which kind of makes sense. I mean, you think about it, Doom and Quake, they were kind of the first games where you tried to be immersive, you know, in that sense. You could argue that point, but you know what I'm saying. The most obvious, okay, game of that type. And so he's going forward and trying to come up with even cooler first-person gaming development using the Oculus Rift virtual reality thing. So coolness. Trying to think. I'm really excited about this television studio hardware and software. By the way, the software that comes with this thing allows you to have a switcher which is much like this that I'm showing here, except it's all in software. Matter of fact, here's the screen of what that looks like. Dude! It's going to be awesome. Three cameras, three identical high-quality, broadcast-quality cameras on super cool tripods with the drifting, you know, thing, soft drifting thing that makes it so easy to move and get a smooth motion. And then we'll tie it into this device, which will then tie into the Mac Mini, which will then be able to produce awesome programs with wipes and chroma keying and all kinds of other effects. It's going to be awesome. You can tell I'm a little excited. Yeah. Anyway, so until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.